Frank McCarthy, managing director of Noble Waters, has called his sales manager, Carol White, to his office to discuss the recent takeover bid put forward by McPherson.
Hello, Carol. So you got my message?
Yes, you want to discuss McPherson's bid.
That's right. I had Dale Craig from McPherson on the phone this morning. They'd like to have our answer by next week.
To be quite honest, I don't know why they need an answer from us at all. As far as I understand it, less than 20% of our stock is held by board or company members. Surely McPherson could get the controlling interest they want by bidding directly to the private shareholders.
Well, yes and no. They want to make it a sort of friendly takeover. Now, this means that they want to quietly acquire board control without any fuss. Now, more than 30% of the privately held shares are in the hands of Hector Smart, the old MD. And Hector, well, he'd be unlikely to sell unless the board approved. The remaining stock is pretty well scattered around, so McPherson would most likely have to go for a tender offer in order to buy up enough shares to get control.
You mean they'd have to make a public announcement of their bid?
That's it, exactly. And that's just what they want to avoid. You see, McPherson want to interfere as little as possible with the perceived autonomy of Noble Waters. They've been steadily building up their market share in the US over the past 10 years. They're not yet on a scale with the big pharma giants over there. But in their chosen field, middle-price cosmetics, they have a 15% market share. However, McPherson haven't yet broken into Europe in a big way. And that's where we come in.
I see. They want to jockey our product onto the European market together with their own, and by doing so, corner a bigger slice of the market straight off.
That's the idea. Now, I can see that our chances of succeeding in Europe would be much better if we had the marketing muscle of McPherson behind us. Now, what I'd like to know from you is, what is the likelihood of us recovering on the European market without outside assistance?
I can show you a few charts to give you a better idea. Sales actually increased last month in France and Germany. In Germany, we've concentrated on the larger department stores so far. The problem with the department stores is that we're in direct competition with the biggest cosmetic names. If we're to compete at that level, we need to have a competitive advertising and promotional campaign. And that's very expensive. Last year, Germany absorbed over 50% of our entire advertising budget. We just haven't seen sufficient sales returns to justify that kind of spending on advertising.
Well, what are the alternatives to the department stores?
The principal remaining avenues are the drugstores and the pharmacies. We decided not to use the drugstores for reasons of product image. I think, however, we could market Noble Waters successfully through the pharmacies. On the other hand, that would require that we supply our goods at a lower price and to a much wider range of outlets. And right now, we don't have the resources to do either.
What about France and the Benelux countries?
There, our approach has been more similar to that in the States. We've supplied to select retail outlets, mostly specialised cosmetics shops. The distribution has been handled by import agents, and our advertising has been concentrated on fashion magazines.
And have we seen better results there?
Relative to our financial outlay, yes. However, we have to remember we're selling in a congested market. We're not looking to capture a small corner of the market. I'm not altogether convinced that that market niche is lucrative enough to justify the kind of advertising expenditure which would be necessary for us to win it.
I see. So you're not predicting a spurt in sales based on our present marketing performance?
I believe our advertising campaign and general marketing strategy have been very solid, considering our resource limitations. But if this strategy was to have brought better results, I suspect we'd have seen them already.
It's funny you should say that the probable returns from France and Germany are not worth the marketing investment.
Why is that?
Because that's exactly the same point that Dale Craig put to me this morning. You see, while McPherson intend to establish themselves across Europe, the area they're looking at with greatest interest is Eastern Europe, the former Soviet bloc countries. Now, the market there for consumer goods is still vastly unexploited. If this takeover bid goes through, Noble Waters Cosmetics will have extensive access to markets in the East by being carried along in McPherson's marketing channels. Do you remember discussing the question of sales to Eastern Europe when the question of export to the continent first came up 3 years ago?
Of course. We decided it wasn't feasible because we wouldn't have had access to suitable or sufficient distribution channels. We came to the conclusion that without establishing ourselves in Western Europe, we had little prospect of achieving brand recognition in Eastern Europe, which is a relatively unsophisticated consumer market.
So we set about first establishing our brand name in Western Europe, and that's where we got stuck. Now, with the marketing weight of McPherson behind us, we could quickly get past that initial hurdle.
On the face of it, the takeover would give us just the boost we now need. We have to think of the future. Unless we start increasing export sales in Europe, we could find ourselves in a very weak position to fight off possible challenges on the US market.
You're right. I think what we have to look at most carefully are the longer-term implications of a takeover.
You said McPherson wanted to leave us with a considerable degree of autonomy.
Yes, they've been emphasising this point since the idea of a takeover was first put forward. They would want us, as far as possible, to remain a separate company with independent product and production planning. And so far, they've presented the takeover as a kind of export sales arrangement for Europe. They've stated they're not interested in interfering with our sales strategy in the US.
And what about you? Do you believe their motives to be so innocent?
In the short term, I can see they've nothing much to gain from forcing us to change. We're an efficient, well-run company. We're small, but specialised. Our brand image in the United States ranks with the leaders in the luxury goods market. It would be in McPherson's interest to promote our product alongside their own in Europe. Well, that way they can take on their competitors in a wider price and product range. However, that is their strategy based on the conditions of the present. And market conditions are rapidly changing in Eastern Europe.
So you think at some point in the future, it might be in McPherson's interest to drop our products or compete against them?
Who knows? I have no idea how Noble Waters fits into the broader marketing scheme of McPherson. On the issue of them competing against us, I have no worries. As part of their intention for us to remain as independent as possible, McPherson have said that they would market luxury cosmetics in competition with ours once we're better established in Europe. I have no objections to that. It means we have to stand on our own two feet, that we'll be responsible for ensuring that we're competent to survive in our own right. And if we're not competent, then it's better that McPherson are in with a chance to fill our shoes.
Does that mean we'll be responsible for our own advertising campaign?
We still have to discuss exactly how much control McPherson would exercise over our marketing strategy, but by and large, we'd be in charge of our own advertising. The initial changes that the takeover would bring to Noble Waters would not be ones of control, but rather of operation scale. To effectively supply the new market, we'd have to double, maybe even treble, production within the next year.
Let me just clarify our position so far. With our present resources, we are in a dangerously weak position in Europe, a situation which is beginning to jeopardise the company's stability overall.
Correct.
So, we're going to need financial support, either through this takeover or in another form. In that case, I think the first question we need to ask ourselves is, what will our alternatives be if we manage to avoid this takeover?
Well, basically, we have three alternatives. Firstly, we could go to the banks for long-term finance. Our best chance of getting this would be by applying for a second mortgage on the buildings. I think we'd stand a pretty good chance of getting it. But I suspect it wouldn't provide us with the kind of capital we'd need to fund a more comprehensive marketing strategy in Europe. A second option would be to issue additional shares. Yeah, this is a high-risk option. If the additional shares sold well, it would give us just the boost we need. But if they didn't, it could destroy us.
I'd advise against a share issue. Our stock has remained strong despite our present crisis, but if we issued more shares, we'd come under closer scrutiny. Besides, it just isn't the time to gamble company fortunes on the stock market. Britain may be edging its way out of the recession, but the stock market still isn't feeling very bullish.
And so that leaves us with a third alternative, which is to cut back in spending. I've been considering how we could best do this. I think cuts in production and labour costs would prove counterproductive, nor do I want to interfere with distribution or marketing costs in the US. So that leaves us with the option of narrowing our target market in Europe, thus concentrating our marketing spending on a smaller market.
We could concentrate just on France and the Benelux countries. Mm-hmm. If we got finance from the bank and diverted our entire advertising budget for Germany, we'd be in a position to launch a powerful marketing drive. However, I don't like the idea of narrowing our market at this stage. It's regressive.
Of course, another question we have to ask ourselves is, what is the likelihood of our being able to avoid this takeover in any case? If the board opposes the takeover, then its members will have to buy more stock, enough to prevent McPherson from getting above 50%. We'd be put in the position of having to outbid McPherson's for our own shares. A lot would depend on just how determined McPherson are to go through with the takeover. If they're solidly set on it, then we'd have a tough battle to prevent them.
I think it could be a very dangerous move to oppose this takeover. We may not feel happy about the idea of a large American group controlling our company's destiny, when for years we held our own against the biggest names in the world's most competitive market. But for how much longer could we keep that up? I believe the crucial step for us was the decision to go into Europe. We put ourselves into the ring with the heavyweights of the industry. I don't think it was a bad move. Our decision was based on sound economic reasoning. Signs were that our coveted market share in the US would not last forever. It made sense to take advantage of free trade in Europe, especially with the new markets opening up in the East. Takeover is, perhaps, the natural consequence of our leap into the European market. I don't think we can afford to try and go it alone any longer, and McPherson's offer opens up huge growth possibilities to us. Noble Waters has survived for 40 years in an industry dominated by conglomerates. Who says that has to last forever? After all, surely our priority is to stay in business, not necessarily to stay independent.
I agree with you, Carol. I also believe it's time for a change.
Frank McCarthy subsequently called a meeting with Henry Booth, Noble Waters' financial controller, to discuss the company's financial health and further opportunities for raising credit. He also contacted Dale Craig, president of McPherson's Pharmaceuticals, and received details of McPherson's proposed marketing strategy for Noble Waters. At the meeting of Noble Waters' board of directors, Frank McCarthy recommended acceptance of the takeover bid. The board voted to accept the bid. Accordingly, all of the shareholders were notified and advised to accept the deal offered by McPherson. After a period of 3 months, the takeover went through, McPherson gaining 80% of Noble Waters' stock. The takeover ushered in a new era for Noble Waters. Almost immediately, work began on the development of a new range of products, health cosmetics, to be marketed under the brand name Eternity Springs. This new product line would spearhead Noble Waters' breakthrough into the European market.